We bring in from the EA Sports Maui Invitational in Kemper Lesnick, Mark Starziak. Is that correct, Mark?
You got it.
How
you guys
Starziak. Doing? How about that? He is with Surfboards Across America in the EA Sports Maui Invitational. And, Mark, tonight during the basketball game at around the 8-minute mark in the game, the first media timeout after the 8-minute mark, the EA Sports Maui Invitational Arkansas Surfboard will be delivered to Bud Walton Arena.
It will, yep. We're coming out with the authentic 8-foot Maui surfboard. It is surfable, so while there's no waves here in Fayetteville, if you did put some fins on it and got yourself to the ocean, it would work. The cheerleading team's going to come out with the surfboard and the mascot and present it to some folks from the athletic department and get Razorback fans real excited about the team coming out to Maui next November.
Mark, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to ask Mark, what kind of goes into that? Do y'all give all the teams that are going out there the next year a surfboard as far as the presentation? And how often, you know, does certain teams get to go out there?
You can only come out once every 4 years per the NCAA rules. And every year we do give each team that comes out to Maui a custom surfboard. So we make it and we take the Surfboards Across America, which is the name of the program. We hit all 8 campuses for the teams that come out to Lahaina. We give them the surfboard at a game. Everybody gets their own customized one with their logo, team colors on it. Just a real cool piece to showcase what we're doing out in Maui and to get fans pumped up about coming to Hawaii.
And, Mark, people can take photos with the surfboard tonight after the presentation because I believe it's going to be available or it's going to be displayed on the concourse. Is that correct?
It will. It'll be up there. So come on out if you're coming to the game. And after we're done down in the court, get your photo taken in the concourse with the board.
And, Mark, we've had a couple of questions about how you guys select teams. And I know Dave Odom, former South Carolina and Wake Forest head basketball coach, is the tournament chairman. But talk about how you guys go about selecting teams.
Yep. So we kind of try to pick them out 3-4 years in advance to stay ahead of our competition, do some forecasting on what teams from each conference are going to be good, have up-and-coming rising coaches, rising players that are going to present some good competition out in Maui. We really pride ourselves on having the best of the best out there each year. It's just a lot of forecasting to see who's going to be good and get them signed up to come out to Hawaii. It's not tough to convince them to come play basketball in paradise, but we do have to do our legwork.
And you know, you talk about that, Mark. So a team that wins the Maui Invitational, they're the champs. They don't get a chance to defend their title for 4 years. And do y'all try to get them back out there if they win it in 4 years?
We do. Winning certainly gets you out there faster in the next 4 years. I think Gonzaga, part of the field for next year in 2013, won the 2009 event. So they're back out there to defend their crown. And the University of Dayton, who was last out in 2003, also won on that trip out. So they're kind of both defending their last titles here this year.
Mark, for fans that want to get involved, that would like to make the trip out there, I've been out there, Matt and Mark, and the Lahaina Civic Center, it looks small, or it looks a little bit bigger on TV than what it actually is, but that place is very, very small, and it is a nice, intimate atmosphere.
You can't get much closer to your team than you can out the Lahaina Civic Center. It seats about 2,400 people in there. There's not really a bad seat in the house. If you want to get started and think about planning to come and spend your Thanksgiving in Hawaii next year, head to MauiInvitational.com. There's travel packages up there for all the Arkansas fans. They have a couple different options. Coming from Fayetteville or Little Rock, to be trying to head out to see the football game there beforehand. And make sure you got your red jerseys out in line of supporting the team.
All right, Mark. Hey, we appreciate it. Thanks so much, and enjoy your time here in Fayetteville.
Thanks, guys. Take care.